Wednesday, July 31st, 2024, 5:16 a.m. Okay, so I've been painting just a very short time here. I'm out here in the studio slash garage with Angel, also known as Chaos. And we have to go for a walk here pretty soon, so I'll talk a little later about the goings-on in my life. And maybe the world even, so hold on. 6:41 a.m. Okay, got back from the walk, did my weightlifting, as little as it is, but it gets blood going into areas that I don't actually get blood going to in my walk. The upper body, my arms, lower back, that kind of stuff. Well, lower back, I do get some blood going through there in the walk. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, so I was eager to find out if I was accepted into the. Did I talk about this already? I don't know. I think I did. Politically charged exhibition, and I was not accepted. So it's a little disappointment, but after years of not being accepted into a lot of different shows, it's just another one. It just makes that when you get accepted into a show of some sort, that it really makes you feel really good that you're getting to show your work to begin with, and that fact that somebody else thinks that your work is significant enough to put in their show. The politically charged one, and I'm really disappointed in this one because I think the Emily's Empowerment painting that I have not only looks really good, it looks really good in person, but it's also a pretty good political statement that would make you think, you know. So their loss, they could have had a really good show with my painting in there, but they chose not to. Anyway, so my friend Charlie also entered the show, and he was rejected too. And but Charlie's a very what's the word, rabid? No, I can't say rabid. He's not that extreme. He's a very much a Republican kind of guy, and so I could imagine what his work was probably was. At the membership medley, I was talking to a woman that I knew, Valerie, and I forget her last name, but it's one of those hyphenated names, I think. But Valerie, who does ceramic sculptures and really interesting pieces, the faces she comes up with are you know, pretty good. They reflect humanity in their expressions, and I think she captures it really well. Anyway, so she entered it also, and she was accepted. So it'll be interesting to see what goes on. I'm going to go to the show to at least take a look at it and see what was accepted and what was, you know, compared to my work. And you know, they on the prospectus, for the longest time when they first announced it said that the juror was to be announced. And when I entered the exhibition, shortly, like maybe 2 days before the deadline closed or a day before, looking at the prospectus, and they still didn't have the juror listed, who was going to be the juror. So, you know, the people running Blue Line, it's a good space. It does a lot of good for the community as far as kids are concerned, and teaching them and stuff and giving them an opportunity to do artwork. But the way they run things are, you know, they drop the ball a lot, it seems, you know. So I don't know, and I called them up, and they said that they did send out the notifications on Friday, and I did not get my notification email. And I said, well, check your spam folder. Yeah, that's when I'm waiting for a notification. I'm always checking my spam folder for everything. And actually, I haven't been getting that much spam lately because I've been on top of it. And I guess the spam people realize, oh yeah, it just gets rejected anyway. So they kind of drop me off their list or something. But it would be hard to miss the rejection email. So I had her resend it, so I at least had a copy of it. And yeah. So anyway, let me get going here. I want to start painting before I have to go grocery shopping today. And so I got stuff to do. 8:34 a.m. Yeah, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine, and just checking up on him. His wife's visiting her mother out of the country, and so I just want to make sure he's doing okay. Anyway, so we just got a conversation. I'm just laughing about it. Anyway, so I spent some time doing that. I'm gonna go eat my breakfast and then come back and probably paint. Probably talk to the wife a little too. So be back. 9:50 a.m. Okay, I guess it took a while to get back out here and start painting. Wife also reminded me that she's got to go back to her dentist today to for a follow-up post-surgery visit. And so we got that to do. That's at 2:15. So yeah, I won't be painting much longer here, but I'll try my best. One oh seven p.m. Okay, I'm quitting now. Boy, tired again. My back hurts. Got to take the wife to the dentist, and then we're gonna go grocery shopping afterwards. So it's gonna be a rushed afternoon. Let's call it a wrap on the post here today. And it was what? 7 minutes and 21 seconds right now. So have a good one.